Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk, Horizon Oracle Journeys. I am your psychic medium here today, Kevin Baird. Just another day in paradise, and we are now in a new age, or the continuing of an old age, for like the next 4 years. We reelected Barack Obama, and we'll now see what happens. So let's see what is coming up. For a straightaway, I'm just going to pull two cards, and I'm going to get to the people that are in the call queue. So, and for you guys who are following along in the chat rooms, I've posted a link to my website that has the images of the cards that I'll be reading from, and that the images are sorted by the times of the day. We have things that are happening, you know, like 11:11 during the day happens twice, and 9:11 and 3:11 and 3:33. All those numbers are repeating, and they have messages, and I have assigned my interpretation of those messages to images just as a part of what's going on in the Horizon Oracle deck I designed. It's 111 images for now, and it could be 1,111 later. Who knows? But that would be quite a lot to carry around. So the first card that I'm looking at, I'm just going to draw two and then get to our people out there in the call queue, is the first card is the 314 card. And that is, the title for this card is Vista, and it shows someone who's up in a tree looking around just to see how far, what's in the distance, what can they plan for when they get there, that kind of thing. And also the fertility card is showing up. It shows a baby carriage on the horizon, and it's unattended. Is there a child in the carriage? Is it by itself? Is it something that we had? Is it a baby picture? Well, we can remember when we were children. And it's associated with the time 837. And this card is facing away from us in this message and reading here for this moment, this instance. And the cards that face away from us, according to my interpretation and my studies as a psychic medium working with divination tools, is that the cards that face away from us are about the people, situations, and things that are happening around you, happening around us. It's giving us a heads up of the things that we can expect to see. It would be something that's coming to us and that we don't have to do anything except to react to it when it comes to us. So let's see. Let me go to the people that are out in call queue land, and I'm going to open up, let's see, area code 661. Are you there?
Area
code 661. Good, good. How can I help you?
Could I get an oracle reading?
Sure, absolutely. All right, go ahead.
Oh, I saw 333 today.
Yes, for me, that's like a divine message that, you know, the Trinity is three, and here you got three cubed, basically, three and then three and then three again. So that really denotes something that is very, like, it's like, I would say, it's a symbol of, like, divinity and just, like, angelic symmetry, I guess, if you understand what I'm saying, where it's just a harmony of things. And
I know Doreen Virtue says it's the Ascended Master.
Okay, sure. And that works also. I like to assign it to something that we can use that's tangible. So when you see 333, at the time that you are seeing that, that's divinity telling you to go with whatever it is that you're thinking about, because it will help you and help all the people that are related to it also, if you see what I'm saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that there are some philosophies that believe that whatever you do and whatever you put out there comes back to you three times, or comes back threefold. So you get the three, and then the three, and then the three. So it might mean you got three echoes of fantastic things that you've done that are going to end up coming back to you. So I don't know if I mentioned it here, but you can go to templeofgaia.com and click on the Horizon Oracle image, or that you can just Google me, Psychic Medium Kevin Baird, and that would jump you there. Also, just click on the Temple of Gaia link, and then click on the little image icon, and it will jump you to the website wall or page that has the list of all my images that are sorted by the times of the day. So, what was your name again? I'm sorry?
It's Kathy.
Kathy. Okay,
uh-huh.
Kathy. The first card that I've drawn for you, and it's facing away from you, away from us in this reading that we're looking at, is the Fit card, F-I-T. And it is associated with the time 8:05. And it shows an individual sort of like standing on a scale, measuring their value, their quality. Meanwhile, something is burning on the horizon. If you look at the image, I don't know if you're able to go to the website and just scroll down to 8:05. It shows someone who's standing on a scale looking at, you know, how they fit in, what their, you know, weight is. Can they carry their own weight? Do they have a value? That kind of stuff. And this card is facing away from you, so this means that there is someone around you who so wants to help you and be helpful to you, but they are fearful that they don't want to do anything because they don't want to disappoint you, or that they that you might have told them that they're an idiot one time. We all do that, you know, whenever we get in a moment of whether we're, you know, like suffering from, you know, like that sugar thing where we have low blood sugar and that we just tend to speak our mind sometimes and then we end up regretting it later. The 805 card facing away from you in this reading is talking about how there is somebody that's out there that so wants to be helpful, you know, to you, who wants your approval. So it could be a daughter-in-law or a son-in-law, depending if you've got someone, children who are of the age for getting married or something. But it has that sort of feel to it. There is someone who so wants to be helpful to you, and that they're not really sure, you know, and, you know, their value, that kind of thing. So watch for that. The next card that's up, and it's facing you in this situation that we're looking at, and it's the Study card, S-T-U-D-Y, and it's associated with the time 8:48, 8:48, and it shows an individual at a table studying, reading, that kind of stuff, and behind them is a bookshelf that is half filled with the books. Either these are the books that the person is trying to get through and that they started from the bottom working their way up, or that they have been reading and these are the books that they've read so far, and they're halfway through the process. They don't know it all yet. They have some more reading or something that they have to do. So this is talking about... Hello?
That's definitely me.
Okay. So this is a heads up for you. So someone wants to help you or wants your approval, and that you need to say yes to them, and it could end up turning into a great opportunity for you to help them and for them to help you at the same time. And also, our sources are inviting you to consider going back to school or start learning a little more about this thing that you're in the middle of right now, because you could end up being more of a rock star than what you are.
Okay. Well, I have a bunch of books loaded to read. So, and I start reading one, and then I stop and start another one. So that's why I said that to me.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I have for you, Kathy.
Okay,
if you don't have
you.
Any other questions, I'm going to go ahead and move on to our next friend out there in the call queue. Thanks, Kathy, and be safe.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, I have area code 631. Are you there? Can I help you?
Yes. Hi, my name is Suzanne, and I wanted a reading.
Yes. All righty. Let's see. The first card that's up is the advertising card, and it's associated with the time 11:55. And the second card is the waiting card, W-A-I-T-I-N-G, and it's associated with the time 7:37. So with the advertising card, and both of these cards are facing you in this reading, so it's all about you and what we're talking about here, is that you have some, you have a lot of things that you want to start happening for you. You're wondering when they're going to start happening. Why haven't they called? Why haven't they called you? Just like you're there by the phone waiting. You know, you got a stack of pizza boxes because you didn't want to leave the house, and that all you did was order delivery, that kind of stuff. And you got, you know, the trash can is overflowing with the Chinese containers, that kind of thing. This says that you need to go out there and be all in their face, or go and approach them and show them who you are instead of just letting them hear who you are on the phone, if you see what I'm saying.
Well, no, I got a job. I'm waiting for something else, but I can't be in their face about it.
Okay. All right, I'm just, like, this is, you don't have to be full-on in their face to where it's, like, abrasive or, you know, abusive or, you know, stalking or something. But this is saying that there's something that you need to talk it up a little bit. There's a little more talking that you need to do about that. Now,
is that in a relationship? Or does that have to do with my son? What do you see with that?
Let's look. It has to do with something to where you're going to be playing a role as a leader. So it's as a manager, team leader, group leader, or something like that. And it might be something.
No, not really. No, I don't want that kind of job.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to necessarily be a job. It can also be a role in your church, in your community, or something like that. I'm letting you know what's coming up.
Can I ask you a quick question about it then? I'd like my son, who's 11, his dad fought me for custody. We have joint custody. He lives there, and his dad's not too nice to him. I want him to come back to me. Do you see that?
Yes.
When though? Because we definitely even found it out. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. It's been only a week. But it seems like forever.
Has the dad recently had a DUI?
No.
Does he drink?
I don't know. I don't associate with him. He doesn't talk to me in 10 years.
Okay, mercy. All right, well, I can tell you, I'm looking at the hiding card, H-I-D-I-N-G. And are you able to get to my website?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's associated with the time 9:02.
So what does 9:02 mean?
It's 9:02 is like it's just how the cards are sorted. So if you wanted to look it up, like, what is 9:02? Yeah. So 9:02 is about hiding, and it shows an individual that is holding a champagne glass, and there's a syringe in it. And this card is facing, it's facing away from you. So this is saying that there's something that's going to happen that's related to him, that it talks about how he's going to end up getting in trouble, probably for drinking and driving or something, or some kind of abuse, or like substance abuse. This card is about people who overindulge and that other people are observing them. So you will have your, sort of like your wishes granted, basically, by this event happening. And I read for like the next 90 seconds to like 90 days out is how things tend to turn around in the readings
so
that I give.
So could that be from now to 3 months?
It could be this weekend. Starting tomorrow. It could happen tomorrow. Like, what is, we're Friday night tonight. He could have it tonight or tomorrow night. And that's, you end up getting a call in the middle of the night that you have to come and pick up your kid.
Well, he's with me now, my son.
Okay. Well, then there you go. So, I would say don't worry about it and stay tuned, but you definitely do have a leadership opportunity that's coming up for you. I have to mention that also just to honor my sources when they're trying to communicate things to you. But they're just letting you know that there's some kind of substance abuse issue based on what the cards are saying that's going to be coming up related to your ex, and that will solve your problems for you.
Now, what about love life? I started dating someone. Or it will be from the past, or you think that an old boyfriend or the new one I just have now? Not a boyfriend yet. I only went on 2 dates.
Mm-hmm. I would say stick with the 2 dates thing. There's no information about that coming through at this time, so just, you know, stay tuned and continue to move along in that.
What about the old boyfriend?
There's no information about that either. They're really talking about profession and the things that you do, so I apologize for them not sharing anything about relationship, but it's really about your ex and getting your son squared away and something to do about your profession or the things that you are responsible for that other people rely on you for.
Well, I am supposed to start a new job Tuesday.
Okay. Well, you could be surprised that they're going to be like, okay, your manager quit. You're the only one that's qualified to take their position, even though you just started.
No, I'm only going to be a bus monitor.
Okay. All right. I would just say wait and see. You could end up calling me back in a week with an OMG. It's like, Kevin, you told me, and I didn't believe you, and now here I am, and what do? That kind of stuff.
You mean like they
all
might
right,
need a manager for the buses or something?
Yes.
I mean for the monitors, I mean?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
The other thing might happen. The other thing, real quick, might happen between now and 3 months.
Or it could be in the next 2 days.
Okay. I just have to wait it out from now to 3 months. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Or it could be. It turns around fairly quickly, Susan. All right.
Hang
in there. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right, that was awesome. All right, now, let's see. Thank you, Susan. And now we're looking at area code 314. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
How can I help you?
I was wondering if you could connect me with someone who has passed over.
Okay, what's your name?
Missy.
Missy? All right, Missy, I will see if they have anything that they want to share. Sometimes, you know, they could be off busy, you know, shopping out in the spiritual world looking for a new, you know, skin and body and that kind of stuff. But we will, you know, go ahead and say their name, if you will, if you could.
Charlie.
Okay. All right. All right, Charlie. Missy is trying to just say hello to you and see if you have any messages or information that you want to share with her. And I know who I am. He probably knows who I am better than I know who he is kind of stuff. And that's how it works mostly. But it's like Charlie, Missy wants to hear from you. Charlie, Missy wants to hear from you. Charlie, 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 Missy wants to hear from you. Okay, and now I'm getting shut up already and just start talking. So... he might be one of those strong people who doesn't like to spend a lot of time talking, would rather just solve the problems and move on to, like, the next issue, not really a big, you know, whoop, okay? the sources are saying that he's been trying to communicate with you himself. It's one thing to go through someone like us, but they just had me draw the awareness card, and it's associated with the time 9:30. Are you at the website, Missy, to where you can see the images? Or you can just check later if you want to.
I'll check later.
Yeah. So 9:30, and it's the awareness card, and it shows a pair of eyes with a starburst in the center, a spark in the center, to where it talks about consciousness, being aware of the situations that are happening around you. So... what I get from this awareness card is that he has been trying to bring solutions and opportunities to you by a networking kind of sense, to where he would go and end up whispering in their ear about how they should contact you about this thing or that thing, or if you're out shopping or if you're looking for a job or something like that, that he could end up influencing the people that are around you as well. The next thing is that there's... something about the sun is setting, or it's a setting sun. I'm looking at the 9:15 card, and it talks about the end of a day, or like the time was ending, or that it was sort of like, you know, his time was in an hourglass, and that his hourglass went a little faster than anybody else's or everybody else's kind of stuff. So this is basically saying that it was planned for whatever it is that happened to him, and that by him leaving, it left sort of like a vacancy that inspired other people to fill his position. And now I'm getting like a tingling on my back or something. I don't know if he had a back issues or something, or he fell on his back, or he spent a lot of time on his back, you know, when he was in the, if he was in the hospital for a long time or something. But there was a lot of tingling, and it's basically on the left side, on my left shoulder kind of thing. So I don't know if you've experienced that. Have you had a tingling on the left side of your back shoulder kind of thing, like the shoulder blade area? Okay, well, if that happens, then that's him sort of like putting his hand on your shoulder, supporting you, and saying, I've got your back, and I'm going to support you in this. So whatever it is that you're worried about, there is also another issue about something about a levee breaking. And it could be something to do with like the hurricane that hit New York or something, or it could have been, you know, down in Louisiana, they had the hurricane that was down there. Now, the other thing about the levee card is it talks about someone who's very almost fed up with everything that's been going on, and that they're ready to just like blow up or just speak their mind and tell everybody how they feel kind of thing. When the levee card comes up, it's basically saying to be careful and to not get too carried away with the things that you'd really like to just give people a piece of your mind and just be okay with letting it happen, and that fate will end up taking care of itself. So that's what I have. Missy, I hope that's been helpful. There's also something about a judgment that's going to come to get some things resolved as well. So if you're waiting to hear back from the courts or something, you could end up hearing...
No, it's a fight with my mom right now.
Okay.
But so I know it will get solved, but it's bad right now.
Yeah. And it's associated with the time 12:45. So you can go and see what the notes are for that. And if you see the time 12:45 come up, you can go back to the website and just see what the definition is. And that's the message for you for that situation. So if you're yelling at your mom or your mom's yelling at you and just happens to be 12:45 in the afternoon or evening or something, or you're looking at the price of something and it says 12:45, that is, you know, saying that the universe, destiny, is lining up some kind of closure that's related to how she's judgmental for you or you're judgmental for her, but you're going to have clarity coming or resolution coming fairly quickly. I see like out to like a week. I would say that it would be a week before Thanksgiving that it would start getting itself straightened out and that people
hope so.
Yeah.
And, I said, do you know who my guardian angel is?
Okay, do you know who your guardian angel is?
I'm not sure.
That. Okay, I help people with trying to understand the guardian angel thing by thinking about their intuition and their creativity. Okay, and look at one part of you as your intuition and one part of you as your creativity. And you bring those together into a personification, like the left side and the right side kind of stuff. And that you make that combination of your creativity and your intuition into a personification of somebody, whether it's male or female. Do you remember the name of your first best friend when you were a kid?
I think Nicole.
Okay. So you can use the name Nicole as the name for your spirit guide. And every time that you come...
I always feel like it's a male energy.
Okay, so then go with Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But this is I feel like I've been misconstrued in thinking that it was my grandpa who's always with me and like guarding over me. But and then I think it might be my guardian angel.
Okay.
And that's why I think.
Here's how the guardian angel, the spirit guide, like it's an intern. Okay, it's just a temp until the one who's really trying to be your guide can fill those shoes. You see what I'm saying? So you might have a spirit guide or a guardian angel who's trying to work with you, but you're not getting it. They're not able to communicate with you. That's because you have some kind of block or some kind of wall that's preventing them from helping them hear or you hear them. So by you opening yourself to your creativity and your intuition, you open up that awareness, that consciousness for yourself, and accept the things that come in through your intuition and your creativity. Like whenever you come up with a great idea or you just think of someone's name or something, or that you see like a special feather or a car or something, that you can say that was your spirit guide, you know, the Nicholas spirit guide who is communicating with you with this one thing. Or if someone ends up just calling you out of the blue, and it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, why did you call me? And they'll say, oh, I was just thinking about you, and I thought that I should call you. Give Nicholas that credit. Well, it's like, oh, it's my spirit guide, Nicholas. So once you start doing that and you get familiar with this Nicholas and you become comfortable with this Nicholas as things start to happen, then it's the other spirit guide that's out there that might be your grandfather or someone else who's been trying to work with you. They can start filling those shoes because they now understand how you are receptive to what it is they have to say. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I have one last ask. Do you see me getting into a relationship? Like, when do you see me?
Not in the next, like, first of the year, I would say. But not, you know, like the next 2 months or whatever. Through the holidays, it's you're just going to be coasting right now. You got the things that you got to work out with your mom first. So you're in a fog.
Yeah.
And you have guilt that you're trying
fine.
To work
through.
That's fine.
I don't even want to right now.
Okay. I hear you. All right. And you were Missy?
Yes.
What was your Okay. Okay, Missy.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, area code 207. Are you there?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How can I help you?
I was wondering what you see coming up for me, either relationship or work-wise, in the near future.
All right, let's have a quick look here. Let's see. There is something that is related to the East, and also it's a cleanup or a mess or something that needs to be cleaned up. Are you in some kind of restorative services or something? What is it that you do?
Nope.
Okay.
No, I'm a jewelry artist.
Okay. Okay, well, what it looks like that I see, and I'm looking at the 316 card, Rising Sun, and the 718 card, the Obsessions card. What I see is that there's something that's going to happen to where someone's going to come forward and ask you to be creative with some estate pieces. That's where I'm looking at the 718 card, where they will want you to join some of the the jewelry and that kind of thing together in a one piece. And that could be in like the next week. Like, you know, we're in the season of dying. That's why Halloween happens. You know, it's the year or the time of the year to where the veil between heaven and earth is the thinnest, and people tend to catch that, you know, that sweet chariot that comes down and takes us, you know, some of our loved ones to heaven, that kind of stuff. But that's what I see that's going to be coming forward for you. So I don't know if you were really hopeful for, like, a store or something that you would be working there, but it's going in that route to where it would be an estate thing. Now, the other thing that I'm also getting is that I'm looking at the Risk, R-I-S-K, card associated with the time 843, and this is like the beekeeper card of this someone who takes risks. And the beekeeper risks being stung by his bees in order to harvest honey. And this is telling me that consider going and approaching upscale resale facilities. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've actually been asked to show during the holidays at a gallery. It's a pretty upscale gallery.
Yes. So follow that. Upscale resale. These are people who have gone to estate sales, and you can approach them and say, hey, let me take a couple of those pieces, I can bring them together and put them into something that would be fantastic and it will look like current era instead of just some kind of paste jewelry, if you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cindy? So if you follow through with that, it will be in, like, the next week. Like, you could be getting a call or an opportunity to where you're just walking down the sidewalk talking with a friend and you happen by one of the stores that somehow catches your attention and hearing my voice tell you, oh, this is one of those upscale resale stores. Go in. Mm-hmm. Even though your friend is with you, go in and just look at them as like a bodyguard or a backup, you know, like a wingman or something who can help you in that situation. Go in there and say, I'm a jewelry person. I can do yada yada. You know, would you be interested? Here's my card. And leave it like that. And what will happen is that your divine sources will find some way to get someone come in and say, oh, I would like to have XYZ, yada yada kind of stuff happen or brought together in a jewelry piece or whatever. And they'll say, oh, I just happen to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I see for you, Cindy.
Okay, well, I actually do channel pieces and one-of-a-kind pieces, so I don't, you know, usually take other people's jewelry and turn it into something.
Okay, well, consider that just as an option.
Okay.
All right? Hang in there.
And do you see a relationship coming along?
Not right away. And the card said, let me just look one more quick thing here. No. There, I see you getting some kind of certification, license, approval, or authorization to do something connected to the time 215. You can go and look up more information about that card on my website, templeofgaia.com. And just click on the Horizon Oracle image. And the other card is the 3 o'clock card. And the title for this card is Understand. And that this talks about you talking to people who should be interested in the kind of work that you do, but somehow they're just distracted or, you know, busy doing something else or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is something to where you've got been there, done that, got the license, the diploma, the T-shirt, or whatever, and it's time to think outside of the box. But as far as relationship goes, nothing for now.
Okay.
Maybe in a month, maybe New Year's in that area, but no information is coming through about that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Cindy.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 980. Are you there?
Yes, how you doing, speaker?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Bernard.
Bernard, how you doing, Bernard?
I'm doing fine. I'd just like to have a general reading, if you
don't
mind.
Yep, the general message. I love those kind, just because that puts us open to new opportunities. Now, I've just drawn two cards, and they're facing you, facing us in this reading, and they're associated with the time 947, and that's the tracks card, T-R-A-C-K-S, and the time to move card associated with the time 811, 811. The tracks card is an interesting card because it's a message about you having to connect the East and the West. Like, when I drew this card, I had in mind that those railroad, you know, companies back in, I guess, the 1800s and early 1900s, trying to connect the East to the West. And there was sometimes that, you know, where the East met the West was not exactly correct and that they ended up having to create a dog leg just to have the two tracks meet, if you know what I'm saying. So,
right.
The tracks card is saying you have to connect the two parties. Like, let's say you know someone who's looking for a solution and you know someone who sort of does what that other person is looking to do. This talks about you trying to find a way to connect people to get solutions flowing. The tracks card talks about volumes of activity happening, going from point A to point B, and then from point B back to point A. So this talks about potentially a conduit of opportunity that is continuous over and over and over again. Now, the other thing here is it's the 811 card, 811, and the title for this card is Time to Move.
Uh-huh.
And this, it shows an image of someone who's on top of a house that has split in two, but from the ground up. and that the two pieces have fallen in on each other, and that if one were to move, they would end up falling over or whatever. And the person that was in the building is like on top trying to make the best of the situation.
Uh-huh.
This is related, this is connected to me telling you about the tracks thing. And with the things going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, I feel like there is an opportunity for you that is in the New York area. And that you could end up hearing from some friend who's telling you, oh, they need help with like X, Y, or Z up there. And I know that you do that, they would say, and you should consider going up there. There are some islands within New York that have power and water, and they were not affected by the storms, and that these are places that you could live at that time while you're affecting change for the people who are in that area. So don't worry about the logistics or the resources about how you would, once you get there, what you would do to solve it, but just plan to go up there, and that the place for you to land and, you know, make a spot for yourself while you're doing whatever will find you.
Okay.
So just watch for that. But it looks like it would be something that would be going back and forth. So if you're in, like, you know, if you didn't use cars or something like that, you could end up managing, you know, the disposal of the millions of cars that got destroyed in that storm. There's got a lot of money to be made as a part of cleanup that's right there. And
right.
With, go ahead.
No, I said right.
Yeah. So with the new, people in office, and everybody wants to make a name for themselves, they're going to be throwing tons of money in that direction. So it might displace you from where your roots are right now, but that would end up turning into an opportunity that you could name the place that you want to work once your project there is completed.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right, Bernard. Just watch for those opportunities to show up for you.
Okay, then. I sure will.
All right. Take care.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, area code 440. Are you there? How can I help you?
Hello?
Yeah, area code 440.
Yes. My name is Tony. My question is... I have applied to a bunch of jobs. I was unemployed, and I got a job this past week. Just started actually Tuesday. Wanted to know what you saw with this job or anything else that might come through. Just job-related stuff that I'm most curious about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that you are going to spend a lot of time on the road, and that... there will be opportunities that are related to law enforcement in it as well. Like, it may not seem evident right now, but because the enforcement card, I'm looking at that, is facing away from you, and that means that it will end up being a surprise.
Huh.
Like, it's something that you would not be expecting.
Excuse me, questions? I'm a machinist, so.
Okay. All right, so is it a machinist for factory work or on a ship or?
Factory work.
Okay. Don't be surprised that you could end up finding yourself getting refitted to do something that would assist law enforcement. So it doesn't necessarily mean strapping on a badge and pinning on a badge and strapping on a gun or whatever, but it would be one to where you could find yourself supportive in that. Now, the thing is that I'm looking at this is pretty crazy, but I'm looking at the 909 card, and that title for this card is Blame, and this card talks about people who are just sort of like angry on the road, and that they blame the people that are in front of them or making the wrong turn or something for some of the other things that are happening in their life. And with the enforcement card facing away from you, it could end up being an opportunity for doing some bounty work or maybe some repo work or something in that sense. It seems crazy, but this is the information that's coming through for me. You can look at the 909 card and the 903 card if you want to go back to my website later and see the message that's being talked about right there. These images come through. It could also be another thing to where, you know, a medevac ends up having to land out in the parking lot of where you work or something because of some kind of medical issue or something. So, and then that would turn into something that would connect you to employment opportunities elsewhere. These are the things just to watch for. I give people a heads up of the stuff they can expect to see so they can spend time thinking about it, so when it happens, they sort of can react to it with forethought. So don't dismiss what I've talked about here, Tony. It could be a friend coming in, you know, like a brother or a neighbor saying, you know, I got to go pick up this car. And I need someone to just be some backup muscle for me. It shouldn't be too much of a big deal. And you could just have the thrill of your life. I've done it. I've done and gone and done repos with, and also have done bounty hunting for people who skipped bail and that kind of stuff. I've done it a couple of times, about 3-4 times or whatever. It's very crazy and very adrenaline pumped and everything else, but that's what the heads up is that I'm getting for you, Mr. Tony. So watch for that. Just two more cards real quick. And it's one about you looking back at what you've been doing, and it's the 444 card facing away from you, and it's just really people looking at what you've been doing and sort of wondering if they can't bring you into what it is that they're doing and to make it be a little more excitement for you, and that they can access your resources or your abilities or something. The next card is also the 333 card, and one of the callers earlier, I believe it was Kathy, was talking about how she saw the 333 card sometime today. So when you find yourself awake at night and you're looking at the clock and it says 333, it's basically saying that you have something that's being outlined for you connected to that last dream that you had right before you woke up and saw the time that says 333. So, Mr. Tony, when these opportunities come to you, consider saying yes to them, even though it might be a little extreme and take you out of your routine, and that, you know, you could end up missing work the next day, but it could end up being the time of your life. Even though, you know, going and doing a repo is like hard times for somebody else, one man's trash is another man's treasure, and that everybody does what they do knowing what the outcomes are going to be. So stay tuned for that and wait to see what happens. All right.
Okay.
Sir?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
Hang in there. Okay. Okay. We're looking for area code 519. Are you there?
Oh.
519.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
Carol.
Carol. How are you, Carol?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can I help you?
I just wanted a general.
Okay. All right. Okay, the first card that has come up is a very interesting card. It's the 640 card. I don't know if you're able to get to my website and see the images that are there under the Horizon
yeah.
Oracle. Okay, go and find the 640, and it's facing away from us in this reading.
Okay.
And it shows someone who is crying over a grave, and that there's an angel sitting, sort of reclining on the headstone, and the headstone has RIP for rest in peace on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's someone who's close to you who passed away. It might be their anniversary of their passing right around now, whether it's 2 weeks ago, you know, of the anniversary, or 2 weeks from now kind of thing, or that they just passed, or that they could have passed 10 years ago, and that it's their anniversary, and that there's something that's coming up that might be significant. This is someone, now it can be two possibilities, because the card is facing away from you, and when the cards face away from us in readings, these are messages about people, situations, and things that are around us. So it could be someone else who's very close to you who had someone
okay.
pass away.
Yeah, my dad, yeah, it was his anniversary on the 17th of October.
Okay.
And his birthday was on October.
Okay, so you're breaking up. What was that again? Hello?
Yeah, it was my dad's birthday in October 17th.
Okay. And who was it that passed away? And who passed?
Yeah, in October. His birthday was October 17th. But he passed, yeah.
Okay. Now, the other thing is the 717 card. And that title for this card is Projects. And it shows someone who is working away on a piece of marble using a mallet and a chisel to really create some kind of masterpiece. Now, with these two cards working together, it's really saying that if it's him that's working with you in spirit, is that you have some kind of project coming up that could be very artistic or very, you know, attention-getting or something, or that you would make a name for yourself, and that he would want to be helping you, or he will be helping you with this thing. So it can be job-related, or it can be hobby-related, or it can be something to where you're trying to, you know, achieve a result or something.
Okay.
This talks about someone in spirit helping you because of how you remember them, how you pray for them or something.
Okay.
That's the message. So if you have a project that has started or something, know that you have divine assistance about to help you with this too.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
And that's what I have for you. Go ahead if you have a question.
Okay, do you see anybody coming into my live show soon?
At present, no. But I do see opportunities for discoveries of things that you find that are very interesting that you could turn into something that could give you a return again and again and again. And also I'm looking at the 945 card facing away from you. And this talks about someone inviting you to go and do something new that you thought about doing before but never thought that someone would approach you for it. It's the 945 card, and the 307 card is the discoveries card. You can go back and look at the information for that later if you want to. And for everybody that's listening who I've just given you a reading, when the things come up that I've talked about, when they happen, you can go back to my website and look at the notes for the Horizon Oracle just to get additional information without having to wait until the next Friday readings to come along. So this is an outline of opportunities for you, Carol, to move to a new level to where you would start connecting with new people doing new things and not the old routine of the same people doing the same things, and it's, you know, blasé, blasé, if you see what I'm saying.
Okay. Thank you.
Alrighty, you're welcome, Carol.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 978, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Good, and what is your name?
Marnie.
Marnie, how are you, Marnie?
Yes, good, how are you?
Good, how can I help you?
Just a general reading, please.
Okay, sure. All right, the first card is the 321 card, and the title for this card is Clues. And it shows someone who is bent over looking at a piece of paper on the ground that has caught their attention. Out of all the trash and garbage that's out there, this one somehow seems to be unique. And this card is facing away from us in the reading. And it's saying that there are opportunities that are laying on the ground around you, or on a shelf, or, you know, in a drawer or something, that all you have to do is just pay attention to the clues that are around you. And the means card, M-E-A-N-S, as in means to do something, or ways and means, that kind of stuff. And the time associated with this card is 7:21. And this card is facing away from you in this reading. This card is an interesting card because it shows two people sort of like trying to bring hard-earned cash together, or they're tearing it apart. So when the people are pushing this hard-earned cash together and trying to make something, you know, from nothing, then in the background it shows an accordion house. An accordion house, it's a fictitious thing that I designed that whenever pressure is applied, the house expands to multiple stories, you know, like 3 stories, 10 stories, or whatever. And when people are tearing the money apart and that, you know, it's a separation or a breaking of a partnership or something, then the air escapes and all the stories end up collapsing into a single sorry kind of building kind of thing. So with the clues card working with the means card, it's saying that there are means for you to achieve the things that you want to see happen. You just have to watch for the clues. And then if you just watch for the times to show up, 721 for the means card, and then 321, and it could be, you know, the cost of something that you purchase, or looking at the 321 card, it could be the price of gas. You know, you're looking at the gas on, you know, one of the gas stations, and it just says, oh, unleaded, 321. It's like, wow, how long has it been since it was there kind of thing. But somehow it sticks in your mind. And then whatever happens right after that ends up being an opportunity. It's like, wow, I just saw the 321 that Kevin was talking about, and now this thing has happened that I was hoping to see. So that's what I have for you there, Marnie. Any questions straight away?
Can you draw a card for relationships, please? Please.
Yes. Yeah. What's funny is it's the 12 o'clock card, and the title for this card is Frontier, and it's facing away from us here in this reading, and it shows someone who's roasting a hot dog over a fire. So this can be actually you going out and having a hot dog with someone over like a cookout or something, or a roast, or, you know, like a camping trip or something. And also that this person that you would be connecting with is very woodsy, or is very outdoors kind of person. So if you're not that kind of a person, sort of suspend your opinion of that kind of stuff and just see what it offers you. And the name that I get for this person is like Wessel, W-E-S-S-E-L. Now, I think that it's close to Wassa. Or wassail, or a waffling. I don't know if any of those words are familiar to you or not. Do you know?
The only thing I can relate it to is Germany.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So this guy might be somebody German.
Yes, they could, or that they have. You know, it could be their name is German or Germain or Jeremy or something. But that's what I get. It will have sort of like a, could be even Schmidt. You know, like a Jeremy Schmidt is the name that I get for you. So I don't usually get 2-word names, but Jeremy Schmidt. It's like, hi, I'm Jeremy Schmidt, and I will be your server tonight. It could be just, you know, your waiter at the restaurant or something, and that you just happen to be sitting with someone you're very interested in, and here Jeremy Schmidt, who is your server, introduces himself and sort of like gives you the wine list for the night kind of thing. So watch for that. But yeah, Jeremy Schmidt.
Okay. Wow.
Or Jeremy, you know, and that was, you know, if you play with the Jeremy Schmidt, you know, it sort of sounds a little vulgar. I'm not going to go there or whatever, but it's, I would say definitely Jeremy Schmidt is some kind of connection here for you. Just watch for those plays on words or sort of sounds like that as well. There are sometimes in readings, depending on the people that I read for, if they speak a foreign language or that they have a foreign language as a native language for them, I can get foreign words and phrases that are from people who have passed away that are very connected to them also. And it comes from that same place that I got the Jeremy Schmidt from. And I call that area the mind media player. You know, it's that place where we hear songs that repeat over and over and over again. Or someone's
or
name.
Tarot,
or tarot
TV, so to speak.
Yes. Yes. There you go. That's good, too. So, yeah. But I call it the mind media player, which allows video and audio and even, you know, fragrances if you want to. Like, you can remember how the barbecue last weekend smelled, you know, when someone was cooking or whatever. That can sometimes come to mind, too. But that's what I see for you.
Okay.
Marnie.
Thank you.
But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say goodbye here. I'm going to say hello to our next caller. Thanks for calling, Marnie.
Okay, take care. Have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
What's it mean when it says you're now
okay,
off the
Okay, area code 405. Are you there? Area code 405. Okay. All right. I guess I just lost them. Or no, let's see. Yeah, okay. All right, so area code 405. I'm sure we'll be calling back here shortly. Just looking to see what all we have here. All right. The queue has been acting very strange tonight. Okay. So, moving on to the next thing. I wanted to draw a few cards that are connected to what's going on up in New York. So the first card that I draw is the 941 card. And this card is facing us in this reading. And it shows, and the title for this card is Repercussions. And it's just very interesting because it shows a big crack in the sky. And there's a person that's looking at it, sort of like looking like they need to lean back a little bit to get away from it. And this is something that can be on a monumental scale. And that's sort of what happened. You know, we did have a monumental, we did have quite a catastrophe or situation happen up there, right? And then the next card that I'm looking at is the 622 card. And the title for this card is The Gulf. And it shows someone who, with a walking stick, heading towards the horizon, has flowers there, and it looks like the sun is setting, and that the roadway is lined with flowers that somebody has planted in a very nice, orderly fashion. And the Gulf is also where Katrina happened. So, what they're saying is that what happened up in New York also happened in the Gulf with where Katrina was and that kind of thing. And there's a meaning or there's a message in that as well. It's like, what's, you know, what is the happening of it? Why is that a big deal? And I've just drawn the 408 card, and the title for this card is Tomorrow. And it shows three people carrying boxes. I can call this my UPS or my FedEx card as well. And it talks about us getting the clue or the message about why the New York thing happened and why the Katrina thing happened as early as tomorrow. We'll hear something, we'll get some news, or we'll hear some kind of substantial information that can help us make sense of it. Or there will be a significant thing that will happen that will be like some kind of new institution or organization that will be stood up, you know, that will be put into operation to where it can start assisting people. And I think the Tomorrow card could, you know, let's give those people some days off. And I think that we have a holiday coming up on Monday. So I would say come Tuesday, we will be given the news about some kind of power or strength that will give people who are in, you know, desperate situations faith that things are going to get better. So I'm looking to see what's going on. Like the queue, I can't control how the queue looks. Like it's like Blog Talk Radio is having some kind of problem here, and it's not working, you know, the way that it normally does. And sometimes. Either they're going through an upgrade or something, I don't know, but I'm trying to see if I switch from a web page and come up to another one. Here we go. Okay, it has cleaned up just a little bit. So it's showing me that I got 22 minutes left. I want to thank you guys for listening, or 22 seconds left, or at 17 seconds. I want to thank you guys for listening, and I will see you here next week for another episode of Walking on the Sidewalk Horizon Oracle Journeys. All right, take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye now. Have a good one.